This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health care and health news channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. In a continuing series of sessions, we are once again joined by Dr. Nikki Martinez, who received her master's and her doctorate from Illinois School of Professional Psychology and completed her pre-doctoral and post-doctoral fellowship at Gateway Foundation in Lake Villa, Illinois. She is the head of clinical development for DrNikkiMartinez.com, where she can be reached if you are interested in individual or couples work with her. She is an adjunct professor for 2 graduate programs, a blogger for the Huffington Post, Everyday Power Blog, Older Dating, Success Story, Savannah Spirit, Proud Stories, and a contributor for the Chicago Tribune. She just published her 8th book through Amazon.com. And on today's episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Martinez will discuss preventing caregiver burnout. Certainly a needed topic to discuss. And Dr. Martinez, always great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. Hard to believe how quickly this year is moving by, and great to have you back as always. Now, we think a great deal about the patient with the chronic illness, but why is it so important to think about the caregiver as well?
Well, I think first because, one, you're right. And understandably, the patient gets a lot of the attention. A lot of the time they get all the attention, and people completely forget about the caregiver who's right there alongside them and who is tending to their needs all day. You know, is probably working a job plus is doing all this other stuff to help take care of them and do things around the house and with the kids and, you know, doing all the errands. And so they really are just as run down, just as stressed out. You know, even a lot of the time this person has had sort of the life they envisioned, just like the person that's sick be squashed. They thought certain things were going to happen, and now they're facing the realities that they're not. And so they're just as exhausted. They're just as dejected. You know, they have a lot of fear and anger that they're holding in because they're scared about what's going to happen to this person they love. So they're dealing with so much, but nobody takes care of them. So I think that's really important to remember.
Absolutely. Now, what are the signs of caregiver burnout?
Definitely anxiety, depression, sleep issues are a big one. You know, we all know what it is to sit in bed at night and have a million worries run through our mind and not be able to sleep. So, you know, insomnia, tossing and turning, having their own health issues from stress-related things, anger. They, you know, a lot of people are angry, like, over what happened, and that's a really normal emotion. They're angry over their situation. They're angry, why is this happening to us, to this person I love? They're fearful of what is going to happen to this person and resentful sometimes of that it happened to them or that sort of the way that their life has changed. So these are all things that are key warning signs that this person is starting to get pretty burned out.
Taking that a bit further, what can we be doing to help support the caregiver and prevent burnout from happening?
Well, one big thing is I would encourage them to do a support group. Support groups are great. They can find them online now. The internet's amazing. You know, maybe not, you know, those silly message boards that, you know, sometimes are just the crabbiest of the crabby people. But sometimes for like certain illnesses, there is specific support groups for that. And it's great because it's a group of people that really uniquely know what you're going through and can be there to talk you through it and support you. Sometimes through sources like meetup.com, there's physical meetups for different support groups. They can do some individual work in therapy, which I think is great because it's sort of someone who's totally unbiased in all the situation who can support them, and they can say all those things that they're afraid to say to anybody else to a therapist and be able to like get it off their chest and talk it through. And they can really give them some tools to help them during these stressful times to get that down, to get the stress down, and to be able to help them function better.
Today, we are once again joined by Dr. Nikki Martinez, psychologist and licensed clinical professional counselor and head of clinical development at DrNikkiMartinez.com here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Martinez, what is the grieving process that many caregivers go through?
Absolutely. After their partner gets a diagnosis or someone that they love that they're close to, it's sort of like a small death. You know, they're grieving this life that would have been. They had a plan. They were on a track. They were going to have children. They were going to go here and go do this. And all of a sudden, all of that has changed for them because now this person has a serious chronic illness. And so their life went from thinking it was going to be completely one way to it's going to be very much another. And so really, while they may get on board and say we can have like a loving, happy life that looks very different, it may take them to go through that grieving process to get there and to truly grieve the life they thought they were going to have and to accept the one that they are going to now.
And Dr. Martinez, in what ways can the caregiver ask for help? Of course, health psychology is one of your specialties. How can someone reach out for help if they need it?
Well, many caregivers neglect their own needs. So it's letting them know that we see them, we hear them, and we support them. And so a lot of the time they won't ask for that help themselves. And so I think it's really important for the people in their lives to sort of stay on them, even though at first they may be like, I'm fine. Most people get to that point where they get worn down and they're like, okay, maybe I'm not fine. So it's really sticking with it and staying on those important people in your life and saying, why don't you get some help? Why don't you talk to somebody? How can I help you? Like, how can I ease your burdens? And just being consistent, not taking one, no, I'm fine, as the be all end all. And eventually they will probably in some form or another either accept or go get help. And if people are interested in talking to me, health psychology is obviously one of my specialties. I would absolutely love to talk with them. I do telemental health, which we're actually going to talk about in our next session, where people don't even have to leave their home to talk to me. We video conference and do a session, and that helps them not have to sort of like leave the situation and know that everything's safe. So they can reach me at www.drnikkimartinez.com. So www.drnikkimartinez.com. And my Twitter is @DrNikkiMartinez. And I would love to talk with them.
Always informative. Dr. Martinez, always great to have you with us. And certainly look forward to our next conversation next week right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, psychologist and licensed clinical professional counselor and head of clinical development at DrNikkiMartinez.com. And for contact and for more information, again, visit DrNikkiMartinez.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.